pleasant. There's a lot of subjectivity there, isn't there? All right, now the two aspects. We have sensory and emotional, and it is also an experience, which means that it will be subjective. Sensation, feeling. So what we're talking about is the sensation of feeling something, and then it's also emotional. Now, it's purposeful. It's supposed to tell us that something is being done bad to the body, so we're supposed to stop doing whatever is causing the damage. So for those of you who have been hitting your head against the wall, that pain you're feeling is supposed to tell you to stop. And then go seek care, get help. So remember we talked about leprosy. And the problem in leprosy is the person doesn't feel pain anymore. Because they don't feel pain, they don't stop the damage and they don't get help. And eventually they end up losing their limbs to infection. All right, let's talk about the neurophysiology of pain. The book has these in a different order, so I am going to put them in the order in which the book has them, just to be fair. All right, so the first one is pain transduction. This is the actual stimulus of neurons. Now, what are the receptors that perceive pain? What are the receptors that respond to painful stimuli called? Okay, hold up your finger. Take a sharp object and stab it. Or put your finger down on the table and hit it really hard. What is it in your finger that got stimulated to cause that pain response? Okay, it is a nerve, and what's at the end of those nerves? Receptors. And what's the name for the receptor that responds to pain or painful stimuli? Okay, pain receptors, that's a good one. But what are they called? Starts with an N. Nociceptors. Oh, yeah, I knew that. N-O-C-I, scepter. So nociceptors are the receptors that respond to painful stimuli. Now, why do I say painful stimuli and not pain? Let me ask you this question. If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? Okay. Well, it doesn't truly cause sound until something perceives it as sound. Because what is sound? What are sound waves? They're just vibrations, right? So those vibrations are just vibrations until they actually get picked up by the little bones in your ear, translated into the brain, and then perceived as sound. Otherwise, they are sound waves. But they're not sound, they're sound waves. Now, same thing, it's not pain until your head tells you it's pain. Because remember, what did we say pain was? It is an experience. It is a sensation. You don't have a sensation until your brain tells you you do. So until that point, it is a painful stimulus, but it's not necessarily causing pain. All right, so the first thing we have is we have activation of nociceptors. That's called pain transduction. The next one is pain transmission. So what we're going to do is we're going to go up the nerve into the brain. Now, in the brain, your brain is going to perceive something. Then the brain is going to send a signal back down to your spinal column saying, shut up, or sounds interesting. And that's called pain modulation. Yes?
So like the whole thing, like mind over matter, like, you know, doesn't hurt you train your brain to go with that?
We'll talk a little bit more about brain modulation in just a second. All right, so we have the transduction. Now, transduction is influenced by a variety of things. So let's take a look here. Prostaglandin, bradykinin, serotonin, substance P, and histamine. Do you recognize any of those chemicals?
Yes.
Which ones do you recognize? Okay, now, which ones have we talked about in this class? Histamine and prostaglandins. And we associated them with what process? Inflammation. So, rule number one, inflammation enhances pain transduction. How many of you have ever had a splinter or something else that was inflamed and you just barely touched the skin and were like, ow, that really hurts? But it wouldn't ordinarily hurt, would it? Why is that? Because inflammation sensitizes nociceptors. It makes them more likely to respond to less stimuli. Now, see this substance P right here? Substance P is a substance that we call P because it's related to pain, and it really does a phenomenally good job of sensitizing receptors to pain stimulus. It is released during inflammation, and I think they actually now have some drugs that directly inhibit substance P. So probably the next time I teach this course, I'll have to mention those drugs, but they're still new enough and not really in common use yet, so you don't have to learn them yet. So say, whew. Okay, have it your way. If you don't want to feel that whoof about it. All right, so this is transduction. Next we have transmission. So we're going to run a neuron up to the spinal cord. In the spinal cord, there will be a synapse. And another nerve will go up to the brain. Okay. So the key thing about transmission, I want you to know that it goes to the spinal cord, and in the spinal cord there will be a synapse. So that's going to go up to the brain. The brain is going to perceive something, and then it's going to send a signal back down to this synapse. All right, now what the brain is going to do is it's going to tell this synapse, tell me more or tell me less. Now, how does a nerve become more intense or less intense? Now, if a nerve wants to get your attention, does it say, hey, 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 hey? Or does it keep the volume the same and say, hey, 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 hey? Which one is the way your body uses? How do nerves work? Do they get louder, get more intense, or does it just happen more frequently? Well, you should know because I told you on the second day. Your body, the way your nerves become more intense is by firing more often. So it goes, hey, 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 until eventually you just have almost constant stimulation. So what your brain is going to do, it's going to tell this neuron right here, the one going up to your brain, to fire more often or less often, depending on what it wants to do. Now, let's say for a moment that you're watching Seinfeld. Is that going to tell you to... Is your brain going to tell that synapse to fire more often or less often? Less often. It's going to say, shut up, I'm watching Seinfeld. Don't interrupt me. Now, let's imagine for a moment that you cut your finger and you're looking at it. Now what is your brain going to tell you? It's going to say, tell me more, I want to know everything. Okay, so have you ever cut yourself and you didn't really realize it, and then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, blood. Ah, blood! It hurts. But it didn't hurt for a moment or two? Okay. So that goes back to what your brain is telling this neuron, this synapse right here. And that step is called modulation. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So, again, out here we have receptors, comes into the spinal cord, synapses, moves up into the brain.